Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joins Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Scott, good morning. Great to talk some baseball with you. What are your thoughts so far on the performance of Johnny Cueto in the first half? And with that, do you think he's done enough to deserve the start in the All-Star game?
Yeah, phenomenal first half, of course, no question. I mean, was he 13-1 with a minuscule ERA, 2.40-something? And he and Jeff Samardzija, great job over the winter by the Giants in adding to the rotation. They hit the right notes so often, whether it's in the winter time or at the trade deadline under Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans, in terms of adding just exactly what the team needs. In terms of the All-Star game, deserving, absolutely he's deserving to start the All-Star game. He's not alone. Noah Syndergaard, Jose Fernandez of the Marlins even is pitching as well as anybody right now. It'll be interesting to see. My prediction is I think Terry Collins goes with his own guy. I think he's going to give the ball to Syndergaard. Maybe I'm wrong. Certainly Cueto deserves it. You've got the interesting twists with Madison Bumgarner pitching on Sunday, so that scratches him, unless something strange happens. Clayton Kershaw, obviously, would be the guy, but he's on the disabled list, so that opens the door. I'm going to say Collins takes Syndergaard, but, Cueto easily could start, and as could Jose Fernandez.
Who's your dark horse to win the home run derby?
I got to go with Mark Trumbo. I don't know. Do you call Trumbo the dark horse or not? I mean, I guess it's hard to. He's leading the league leading the majors in homers. But on the other hand, he's a guy that went from Anaheim to Arizona to Seattle to Baltimore, and he's not exactly an established big-time star.
What's the latest on Kershaw? When would he be returning?
He just played catch the other day, and it went well. The Dodgers were very happy, and they said, geez, he looks like maybe he's ahead of schedule. Now, playing catch is a lot different, obviously, than throwing from a mound on a bullpen or throwing live batting practice or even throwing in a game. So I think, he's going to have some more hoops to jump through, but I think in a perfect world for the Dodgers, we'll see him not too long after the All-Star break. Maybe the week after. If not, maybe the second week after.
Scott Miller from Bleacher Report joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. Oakland A's starter Rich Hill with another terrific outing yesterday against Houston. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 10 strikeouts. Now 9-3 with a 2.25 ERA on the season, and it's a 1-year, $6 million deal. The Dodgers are rumored to be interested. Boston, Miami, Texas, all teams that could be in the market. Should the A's move him ASAP? Because with Hill's injury history, should they come off the break and he stumbles or gets hurt, that value is going to plummet. What do you see the A's doing?
Yeah, I agree that as soon as possible, it'd probably be the ticket for him. I know, Oakland's a very popular team with scouts. They're watching Sonny Gray. They're watching Rich Hill. But as you pointed out, Gray's, contractually and stuff gets a little more complicated. But, Rich Hill, you laid it all out perfectly. I mean, it's cheap. Clearly Oakland's not going to re-sign him after this year. He's 35 years old. He's had the injury history. No question. I think at this point he's at his peak trade value. And, if I'm Oakland, I pull the trigger on a deal I like, maybe before the All-Star game.
He is on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL. He is a national baseball writer for Bleacher Report. It's Scott Miller with Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Scott, we love talking baseball with you. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. You too. Enjoy the All-Star game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.